This episode of WW Today is brought to you by our friends at Away Travel. And you've heard us talking about Away for the last year or so, and you're going to hear us talking about them for another year because they are an awesome sponsor and a great supporter of our show, and they want to give you a great deal. If you don't know about Away, they are first-class luggage makers at coach prices. They allow you to charge your phone on the go. You've heard they're lightweight. They're indestructible. They're incredible. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code WDW20.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
What's up, everybody? It's Wednesday, December 6th. This is episode 1592. Of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Greaves.
Terry Weaver is still in Hawaii.
We say aloha to you, Terry.
We started a
GoFundMe to raise money to get the plane ticket back.
He's stuck.
Is he really?
Can't get back?
No, he'll be back today.
Oh.
But I'm gone tomorrow, so we had to do the show today. Because
Gone today. Gone tomorrow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you. Will always does to jump on it during the show.
Oh, you weren't watching. I was going.
I was
doing arm movements, which were.
The jump on arms?
Yeah, sign language for jump on it.
Where does it come? It's like. Da na 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 na.
Jump on it. Jump on it.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to make like the cha cha slide from our song. Everybody agrees now.
Two stops now, y'all.
Matt Lott right now. I'm always confused.
Now do the grease. Don't you Hi, y'all.
I bet all these tickets all. It's where you mess up ticket booking.
Well, it looked like Will was just doing like a miniature hoedown.
You dance while you do it.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, now I can't go myself.
Do the grease.
All right, for those that don't know, we need to address that joke. We've talked about it in the Patreon show, is that the grease and I spent, you know, pretty much all year prepping our purchase of the Last Jedi tickets.
They have a good strategy.
It works.
A lot of strategy sessions. Uh-huh. I always get looped in, but never end up making the purchase.
No.
It's because you guys don't trust me.
It's because now, because we're given the opportunity, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Will's not exactly the best to sit there and hit reload.
Well,
I'm like, I tried once. Didn't work.
You don't panic like we do.
No, I panicked last year over Thanksgiving, and it was way too stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the Greens and I purchased collectively 33 tickets to The Last Jedi coming out this Friday, or no, a week from Friday. I don't know if you know about this movie. It's a new Star Wars film.
This?
I don't know. See, it's going to break all the records. It's kind of a big deal for movies. It's going to be a lot of fun, so I can't wait to see it. But the Greens, like the Greens.
As you would expect the Greens to do.
As counting the tickets, forgot to count not only him, but his entire party. So we have distributed tickets to everyone except for him. So as of now, you have found one person to loan you their ticket and to forego seeing The Last Jedi at its opening time slot.
Yes.
So and you're going.
Yeah. I put others first.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's
Even if by accident.
I put others first when I didn't need to and then took from others to be able to go.
Yeah. I paid for 13 tickets and I don't got any.
My heart is so pure.
I paid for 20 tickets. To The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, man. First shall be the last Jedi.
I got a couple of friends out there that might get the shaft, and I hope that's not the case.
A friend shaft.
But we're going to see.
Well.
Logan is calculating, because Logan has threes. He might have one available.
Well, right. So here's my three. My three would have been me, Amanda, and Terry, because I don't think Terry's on that list. So I figured he's going to ask me. If you're listening, Terry,
year.
You know you're going to ask me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I might as well.
Terry, don't ask him.
Terry, don't ask him is actually MC Hammer's third record.
Terry, don't ask
him. But he will.
Terry, don't ask
him. So then Amanda's brother-in-law, or really her, not just her brother-in-law, but her like whole side of the family, her sister and kids and brother-in-law are planning on coming to town potentially that weekend. He's a big Star Wars fan. So I kind of feel like he'd probably go instead of Amanda. Amanda wants to see it, but it's not like a... The only one she's seen on opening day so far was Rogue One. So I don't think she'll care that much.
You will see it the next day.
I have tickets for Friday. Yeah, I have tickets for Friday. And I think I have tickets for Saturday. Because Friday now, I'm going to Garth Brooks that night now, on Friday night. So I don't think I'll be able to use my Friday tickets. So if you want my Friday
tickets. Things go south, I might.
You might take a nap on it. It's like an afternoon show. I figured I was going to take Riker, pick Friday him up from school, and go after
You could
school.
Take Riker Grease. Now, hey, that's a lightsaber.
Hey, I don't know of a better way for me and Riker to become best friends than that.
He's a good friend to have.
Either that or he'll be like, Dad, that guy is real weird. He sent me to see the movie with.
It's more like a sitcom.
It's like Riker's just like whatever he wants. Like, can I get that toy? You want to go play in the arcade? Do you want popcorn? Do you want milk duds? And I just say yes to everything.
It is a ritual now, Riker. It's like you don't leave without playing arcade games. So now it's like we have to time out the movies. Sometimes if we get there early enough, I'll just have him knock them out.
Uh-huh.
Because when we leave, it's always like, all right, we just sat through 2 hours of Ice Age 4. Now he wants to play in the arcade.
Age 4 was 2 hours long.
It was rough.
Sounds like it was like, a whole Ice Age.
I did not enjoy.
I like that.
I got it. Of the Ice Age films, which I don't believe I've seen all of them.
Just seen 1 and 4.
It was kind of nonsense. It was like we saw Kung Fu Panda 3. It was like, what are we watching here?
That was even Riker in Kung Fu Panda 3 was like, Dad, can we go watch Star Wars instead?
I feel like if you sent Riker anywhere with Grease, he would come home saying, hey, don't send me anywhere with that kid again, please.
With that kid.
I had to watch him the whole time.
He kept just howling at like weird times.
He got really upset at that claw machine. He just kept putting money in it.
He wouldn't quit wiggling.
He would not sit still, Dad. The guy cannot sit still.
He was trying to watch the movie and he kept shouting.
I will say, I've got a plan better for the new Star Wars movie because I've got the...
Yeah, you do.
Get tickets.
Well, no, but Rogue One, I think I ended up having to go to the restroom like twice. Like,
you did.
Borderline like
missing pivotal moments.
Yes.
I think you missed, spoiler, when they're like, they told like it was an intentional flaw in the Death Star. Like a pretty big moment. I think you were peeing.
Man. Oh my goodness.
Well, like as per usual, Grease, he was hammered, so...
Yeah.
No, I wasn't hammered.
Just been drinking all day.
What I try to do is I try
just
to...
Stay drunk.
Well, we started a podcast in the parking lot.
Now, here's a good part about this coming next week for Star Wars is our seats are reserved. So it used to be we'd sit in those chairs for a couple hours.
Yes.
So you could not have something to drink because
that's true.
You just got to kill time. Now we can walk in Boom. With our drink completely flushed. Of all fluids internally. Yeah.
So buzzed and like an cheek. Hour in instead of like 2 hours before.
I mean, so you should go to the bathroom. I just want to see you go to the bathroom. Hopefully you can make it through. It is the longest Star Wars film, though.
I saw that.
Of all time.
Did you see
what?
That he also?
How long?
2.5.
He had a 3-hour cut before they edited
too
it.
Too long.
I'm not going to see that. You're
yes,
taking
you
out my ticket.
You're
taking out my ticket.
You got to go.
2.5
You're
not going. Is too
long? I'll be in
Well, the longest is like two. What's the longest so far before this? Was it Revenge of the Sith? Oh, probably, because it was probably like 2:15.
Which was Revenge of the Sith, the third one?
It was the last one.
That is the worst one.
No, it's the best
one. That was the best of the prequels.
The prequels?
Far.
Of the prequels.
Anything prequels are all the same to me, all terrible.
No, the last one
not
is
not even
good.
Real.
The last
I feel
good.
Like on
They're
this
like the
one,
wrestling
I'm...
of Star Wars. Not real.
Because we know it, that the likelihood of this ending on a cliffhanger is pretty darn high since it is the second part of this mm-hmm. third chapter.
Wait, mm-hmm. Sylvester Stallone is in it?
Cliffhanger for Sylvester Stallone. That's what we're going to see. It's a 3-hour.
It ends on.
I know. All I see, I don't know if I've seen Cliffhanger, but the box art of Cliffhanger is all I think of.
Super Nintendo game ever.
Oh, it's terrible. It's really hard.
I know. You hit the R button. It does this leg sweep, which is the best move, but then like it takes away your life.
I didn't know we were doing sweeps.
Sorry.
There's no R button on the regular Nintendo.
There used to be a wrestling...
Yeah, where's the R button on the Nintendo controller?
Our Nintendo...
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo there was.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying there used to be a podcast about it, like wrestling video games.
Yeah, we did that for once. I've deleted all record of that existing.
Mm.
That's unfortunate, because I thought that was a pretty cool concept.
It was called Tap Out at Grease.
Hey, listeners, Dylan Spears here. I just want to circle back around real quick. Grease nearly missed the part in Force Awakens. Like, he was this close to missing...
that one moment.
The biggest part of that movie.
The Han Solo moment.
Yeah, I was about to say, if people haven't seen it by now.
Yeah, you like walked back in like right before that.
Like right before he ignited.
What's your deal with bathrooms and movies? Just hold it.
Now, I would have preferred to miss that because I pretend that never happened.
It's bad, guys. I'm going to have to.
No, when I go to a movie, I can start having to use a restroom 5 minutes in and I am not leaving.
I'm not that way at all.
Mentally conquer it. It's done.
Logan will read on Wikipedia the plot and be like, I can go now.
I do that for Where There Will Be Blood.
But you know what? Let's be honest. You could have gone at any point.
Let's just say there was blood. And Will and I snuck.
We snuck
in. Okay, then we'll get to Disney talk after this part of the conversation.
Snuck in Frisco melts in our jacket pockets from Steak and Shake and ate them in the theater. This is a bad part of our life.
I'm just going to say. This got all over our track. And then my stomach got a little upset.
And then Logan's like, reading the plot. Yep, I got to go.
I saw y'all at that movie.
You did. We were.
I was in the lobby and y'all were coming in.
We had our hands in our shirts.
We had dripping sandwiches in our pockets.
We got Thousand Island dressing all over the inside of our jackets.
Wow. It could have only been better if you had a milkshake. And then it got to that part. Like, I drink your,
I go to the bathroom.
What can we try to sneak into Star Wars that would just be obnoxious like that? Because we have assigned seats. We don't have to show up so early.
Are you
going
to get to go?
Am I going to what?
He has a ticket
Star
right
Wars.
Now.
Yes, I am going.
You're making all these plans. You don't even have a ticket.
No, I have one. I need.
I'm picking on you.
I need another one.
He conned some kind soul that was planning on going
for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. That's why you asked me. So the other day, Grease comes to me looking all forlorn and whatnot, and he comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, are you
Forlorn's my favorite Star Wars.
Are you going to Star Wars? Because I just noticed that your name's not on the thing." And I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm going to be in Disney World. You were going to ask me to give you my ticket."
No, I was trying to assess the really bad situation because I forgot to put my name in. And when I was looking for Matt's, I did not see your name.
The next sentence was going to be, "I've known Logan and Will and all these guys way longer than you. Would it be cool if you gave me your ticket?" That's what you were going to say.
No, I didn't find any Matt's. And I was like, "Oh my goodness."
Well, speaking of travel.
Do I need more?
You're headed to Walt Disney World.
I am.
And you should take it away travel bag. You like that segue? That was pretty darn good.
I like that.
So, look, trust me, folks. The next thing we're going to do is talk about Disney World. But we had to get our Star Wars talk out of the way. It's next week. And I want to hear about Matt's trip, your water park experience. Right?
Water park is spring next summer. But
This water park is the Christmas trip. I thought December was a little nerve-wracking.
That's the new plan. That's the plan that happened while we were going over all the details of this trip over Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, before we get to that, I want to again tell you about our friends at Away Travel. Away bags and accessories make perfect gifts with the size and color for all your tastes. And for this holiday season, they're great gifts. You can even get gift cards if you can't decide which one to get for someone else. And I have to say, as a proud supporter and a proud user of Away luggage, I really love it. They make affordable, high-quality suitcases and that charge your phone. You just plug it in. Boom, USB right there. Especially when, flights can get a little crazy around Christmas. You're going to be getting there early. You're going to be draining your phone. Maybe you haven't been able to get a backup battery yet for that new phone you got. So you're just, this is the perfect thing to get to. Double down on that. They're going to cut out the middleman also and make it affordable for you. And they're able to offer their luggage, high-quality materials at a much lower price. And you should definitely check them out on their website. That is awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use that because not only do you get $20 off, and that's awesome for our listeners, $20 off, but it tells them you heard about us here and they've been a proud supporter and a longtime supporter now of us here at WDW Today. They're ultra durable. I can't say that. I've never been able to say ultra durable.
Ultra durable.
Yet very lightweight. You've heard my stories. I don't have to go over them, but again, they made me running through the airport with it over my head. Made from premium impact resistant German polycarbonate. I don't think we've ever said that. So for the grease.
I don't know if it ever happened, but they on their website, they drop bowling balls on it, and it's totally fine.
Well, there you go. So that happened?
No, that happened.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to have to. It's smooth ride.
With the $20 off, it takes the bigger carry-on down to the carry-on price.
Nice.
So you get some more real estate there.
There you go. And it has those 4 360-degree spinners, so you don't get stuck. It won't break down. You look cool. You can spin them around. You can do some tricks. I compete in a competitive luggage twirler contest.
It's right after the hacky sack contest.
63 cycles is as many as I've gotten. without stopping. So it's pretty great. Even overpackers can fit stuff in like me. I always kind of pack, I feel like, for the next month. And it's great because it has an interior compression system that tightly buckles in your bulky item. You can choose from over 10 colors, 5 sizes, carry-on. Like you said, the bigger carry-on, I have the carry-on. The medium, the large for extended stays, or even the kids' carry-on for smaller travelers among us. I need to get that for my boy. It's time for him to get a real piece of luggage, be a real man. All right, risk-free, 100-day trial period, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, Away will fix it or replace it for life. And plus, hey, free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states. Again, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20, and you get that $20 off the order, and it helps us here. Now, Dr. Lott.
Yes, sir.
You are going in like a week.
Yes.
To what? When day do you leave? Just give me a weekday. You don't say when.
Thursday. So the Thursday. Afternoon.
Like maybe not this Thursday, maybe not the week, but maybe somewhere around there.
Yes.
So you're going to be down there. Mm-hmm. So fans, if you see him, listeners, if you see him.
Don't approach me.
If you see something, say something. and go up to him and talk to him about WDW.
That's the thing. I've heard
when you
that.
Make Matt Lott laugh, it's uncontrollable. With the That's stupidest good. Jokes that we've made.
People are going to walk up and say, I'm saying something. And I'm not going to know what they're talking about. I was like, what? What is it?
Your wife is going to be like, what do you do?
She's going to lean over and say, I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So sad.
So is this the first? Christmas. Do you go at Christmas a lot? Is this the first?
Every two years. So
do you have any Christmas traditions that you guys do, or there's something new you want to hit this time? Specifically
I'm
Christmas?
Definitely going to Morimoto.
Okay.
Based solely on this podcast recommendation.
Yes. Which you're on.
Yes.
The guys on this podcast, Hot Morimoto.
I tend to agree with the guys on this podcast, of which I am also on.
But then also our listeners, too.
Yeah.
That everybody's like, that's legit. It's a good place to go.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going there.
I hope you enjoy it. I had a great time.
Definitely going to go find that corner booth in Italy, right?
The wine.
Yes.
Thank the wine bar.
Going to do that.
What about anything specifically holiday? Do you guys do the Christmas party or do anything?
Yeah. We're Disney Vacation Club members, so we do a lot of the extra magic hours. I don't know if we're going to do the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like that stuff's just kind of a cash grab, it's like,
I've done it once.
I know it's cool, but when you have, because we're traveling in like a herd, literally, there's a billion of us going, not that many.
That's too many.
It's all the parts.
It's just a lot. It's a lot to,
it's a lot of lots.
It is. It's a lot of Christmas.
That's what your custom shirt that y'all wearing.
Right.
A lot of lots. Christmas.
You're going to go to that hoedown at the wilderness place?
I don't think so.
Again, these things do all add up. So that's what you got to think. Like, the Christmas party is a financial drain if you are not really in on it.
Right.
And the offerings are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone once. I very much enjoyed it. But it goes late into the evening. So if you have little kids, you can't really get your money's worth.
There's just more to do. One thing that has become a tradition is we always go to the Grand Floridian and go look at the gingerbread house and take pictures beside that giant Christmas tree in the lobby.
Mm.
And then usually we go to the character breakfast in the Grand Floridian, which is a lot of fun.
The 1901 Park Fair.
I feel like the Christmas party thing like appeals to people that love Christmas and love Disney. And this is like just a double fist of awesome.
Right.
And it is. And it's cool. And I've heard from previous years that they don't necessarily have the offerings of which they once did. I was not there then. But there's also, there's Christmassy stuff that happens that you don't have to pay extra money for.
Right.
Whether it's the Jingle Cruise or now the Christmas show for the first time in a long time, the Christmas show, I believe, at the Country Bear Jamboree has returned. So that's something you need to make sure that you hit up. Also, like I said, the Jingle Cruise, which is something that is rarely given its due. It's essentially a very basic overlay of the Jungle Cruise. I did it last year. I probably should confirm the Country Bear Christmas thing is happening.
Let me give an unpopular opinion. What could be an unpopular opinion? My two least favorite rides at Disney World. Ready for this?
Ready.
Number two is the Country Bear Jamboree.
Okay.
Not a ride.
My two least favorite attractions. Thank you, Will, for pointing that out. So, Country Bear Jamboree, because I feel like it's just like me going to a family reunion in Central Mississippi, and that's only insulting my family, so nobody get offended. And then, number one, and I think this would really offend probably Terry, the Carousel of Progress. And I know it's classic. I know it's deep cut.
But man, every time I'm in there, I get so frustrated about something, and I don't know what it is.
Here's a quick update on that Country Bear Jamboree. For those of you listening, don't try to go to that. It ended in 2005.
I wonder if I was on a bender.
For copyright issues.
I was on a bender and imagined it.
That's what I think. I have vivid memories of someone tweeting about, like, I can't believe it's open.
You got cool benders, man. Mine always go horribly wrong.
Mine goes south. I end up at the pond doing karaoke.
It had been gone for a while, so I was pretty shocked that it had come back. Maybe it is, and I'm just wrong. I don't know.
Do you guys like Carousel of Progress?
I like carousels.
And you like Progress?
No, you like carousels.
I don't necessarily like Progress.
Hashtag lean forward, Grease.
We don't need to change much. I mean,
I don't know why it frustrates me so much, but I get so angry at that family. And maybe it's because I miss rollerblades sometimes, and the rollerblades are in there. I don't know what it is.
I can't say it's a every trip attraction. I don't hate it when I do it. I probably would not take my kids into it at this point in their lives, because unless they were asleep for a nap, because it is a long attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Country Bear Jamboree, though. I'm a fan. So I think maybe that's why I dreamed that the Christmas version had come back. But you can go see the classics.
Yes.
Still.
Looking forward to the classics.
I'm like befuddled of where I read that, because it certainly happened. And people were freaking out. I must have dreamt it.
I hope you did dream
it. I must have dreamed that the Country Bear Christmas came back. You did mention the Grand Floridian. And if you don't know what we're talking about, because some people say, you guys never give any tips anymore. You just assume we know what we're talking about. There is a giant, human-sized gingerbread house.
It's pretty incredible.
That people work inside of.
Mm-hmm.
That actually is still there.
Yes.
Unlike the other tip Logan gave. He's batting 500 today.
15 years. It's pretty awesome.
It is. My mom loves it. So she likes getting family pictures in front of it, you know, and then also the tree is right there. And there's typically like a really nice jazz band playing Christmas classics while you're walking around. It's just a really good.
Is it completely made of gingerbread? Legit?
Yeah.
Because I just learned.
I think it's completely edible.
It's legit.
I think
not,
the whole thing is like.
There may be a structural.
There's probably some
lacquer on
it. I'm sure
there's some of that glue.
You probably don't want to eat it.
Well, that's what I figured out. We have a little kit, gingerbread house kit.
You ate some of that glue.
You ain't supposed to eat that.
Well, no, but I mean, it's boards, and then you glue the gingerbread onto that.
I assume that's something like that. I assume it's like that. Because you should see the building. You can see pictures of them building it.
With people working in it.
But you can go. If you were so inclined, you could break off a piece of the wall and eat it, because it would be a cookie. You might get some board on the other side.
Yes, it smells like you can. It has the whole gingerbread vibe.
So insider tip.
Go I haven't
there,
been on a bender
break
and
you
done
off
that.
A piece of that wall and have a ball
and get kicked out of the Grand Floridian, possibly the park. Do it on your last day.
Well, there are a couple specialty tours you can do around Christmas if that's your thing. I don't think it's kind of one of those things like you said, like. I think you can kind of experience it without a tour. There is the new Sunset Seasons Greetings over at the Hollywood Studios. We've talked about that as well. Projection show on the Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard pretty good things. I've heard it's pretty fun. There's obviously the Very Merry Christmas Party. There's a projection show at Hollywood Studios. And something that if you guys have not done, I highly recommend is the Candlelight Processional that happens at Epcot.
Yes, we always go to that. That's really nice.
And it is a who's performing when you're there? Do you know?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't even looked.
Oh, let's take a look. You saw Thor was doing it at Disneyland the last couple days.
What?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth was out there doing it. So you're going to be there. You're going to miss Kurt Russell by a couple days.
I'll be okay.
Oh, you're going to see Trace Adkins.
Man.
Wait, the best of the Adkins.
Oh, depending on, do you know when you're going?
I do.
I'm on the Trace
Just
Adkins
whisper the
diet.
Day.
Whisper, okay.
Or like give me numbers.
I don't know individually which day we'll be there.
Okay.
Where's the calendar?
If it's after the 17th, you get to see Neil Patrick Harris. So I'm going to hope for the best version of this, you get to see Neil Patrick Harris or Jackie Velasquez.
Dang it.
Warwick Davis is before Trace Adkins also, which is, you know, Wick at the Ewok. Which would be fun to see. Kurt Russell, though, is also doing, one of my favorite things, Kurt Russell is doing a meet and greet for DVC members this week.
No
way.
You
can pay like $120 and go have wine with Kurt Russell. Captain Ron himself.
One of my favorite things. And then he follows it with Kurt Russell.
What?
I love Kurt Russell.
You love Kurt Russell?
Dude, what's up, Kurt Russell?
He's always loved Kurt Russell.
I mean, I love Captain Ron Kurt Russell, but like...
Well, what about Ego from Guardians? That's a late... He's deep cut Disney, right?
Classic. Like, right. Child actor. Disney's alleged last words were Kurt Russell.
How you feel about that?
It's true.
This is getting real weird.
You used to be able to go see Kurt Russell in Huntsville, Alabama.
The last words that Walt Disney ever said was
For
Kurt
the longest time,
Russell?
They had a Kurt Russell in the Hall of Presidents. Nobody knew why.
That's why every time I'm on a plane with Logan and Turbulence hits, he screams Kurt Russell.
Did you know that Kurt Russell is actually the voice of Simba?
He was... Kurt Russell and Logan wants to be Walt so bad he starts screaming.
No,
Kurt Russell
I'm getting
every
on an airplane
time he
in the morning,
he's going to pass
which
away.
Is every 5 minutes on an airplane with me. So just don't even say that. That's like famous last words.
Please do it one time.
We're on Space Mountain. And you just hear Kurt Russell.
So Kurt Russell, though, I love Kurt Russell. He was in some of his movies. Like Escape, the Escape series.
Tombstone. My wife's favorite movie, Overboard. You guys seen that one?
Dude, Overboard's hilarious.
I had an ice cream shop called
favorite movie.
Spoonstone.
Yeah. Isn't that the movie that...
Stargate, Death Proof?
That he and Goldie Hawn like fell in love?
Yeah.
Spoonstone is...
The very one.
We're going to go through our favorite Kurt Russell.
Let's do
Kurt
it.
Russell Roddy McDowell is in that movie, not to be confused with Ronnie McDowell.
Who plays the voice of Elvis in the Elvis story... Starring Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
What? Man, there's so much.
Kurt Russell, that was in some of the very early Follow Me Boys, which was one of, I believe it was Walt Disney's last film. It came out very, very shortly before he passed away. Yeah, it came out December 1st, 1966. Walt passed away on December 15th. So just a few days before. You can watch actually the last thing they have recorded of Walt is doing an intro to that. Just a couple weeks before he passed away. You can find that online. And, yeah, that movie is a classic. It's a mm-hmm. great movie. It's about the kind of like about the Boy Scouts, I think, something like that.
Did you already say The Fox and the Hound?
I didn't. I forgot he was in The Fox and the Hound.
Voice of Copper.
Yeah. You don't think about that.
I don't know.
And then The Thing. God, and then Captain Ron.
Devastating.
I saw Captain Ron in a double feature, a sneak preview. Remember that when I was a kid?
Captain Ron is one of those movies that like
Escape from
you
LA.
Could watch every Christmas and it's acceptable.
Yeah. It's a lot dirtier than you remember if you've watched it recently. Like, there's a few things that would not be PG in it in 2017.
Big Trouble, Little China. He's got a ton of classics. Overboard?
We've already said Overboard.
I know, but Overboard, guys, I had a high school English teacher that made us watch that one day when she didn't want to teach. And then it happened repeatedly.
She didn't want to teach.
She'd be like,
we're watching Overboard.
We'd walk in and there'd be like the VHS box on top of the TV.
That would always happen, yeah.
But then it's Overboard is the best. Like, yeah. We'd watch Braveheart or something that they're like, I mean, it's kind of got historical value.
Overboard.
It's my favorite movie.
Christmas.
We're either watching this or Steel Magnolias.
Or like when I was in elementary school,
watching
you'd walk
Steel
in.
Steel Magnolias, fried green tomatoes, they're driving Miss Daisy. It's the holy trinity of Southern
women.
Southern women. If you don't like that, I got designing women. On the DVR.
You stole my joke.
Designing women. Classic.
It is a classic. Hard to find. Tried to torrent some Designing Women. Wish that was a joke, but I couldn't find any of it. And I found it recently. I was like, I'm going to torrent this and see what happens. But I'm probably not going to make it this Christmas season. I wanted to go, but things are just not, there's a lot of stuff going on here in Nashville between now and the end of the year. And I think I'll just be here, unfortunately, because I do love the decorations and I love the whole festive season during Christmas. Sorry, Will just gave me a look of a stunned man.
Well, if you read the headline on the news right now, you'd be a stunned man too.
All right, we'll leave that alone.
Ghost boats washing up on the shore.
Podcruise.com. Still available as a book. And there are a lot of, this is more, I think Terry would be able to voice, because he does more of the seasonal things than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's obviously, there's lots of seasonal treats you can get.
Tons of stuff. There's tons to do for Disney in this.
Seasonal treats?
There's tons of seasonal treats, bro.
Instead of like the Mickey Mouse ice cream bar, they put like a wreath around the ears?
Yep. Yeah, kind of like that. This is from Inside the Magic, our friend Ricky Briganti, who runs Inside the Magic. So I'm going to give him all the credit here. There's plenty of ways to celebrate Walt Disney World Resort at the holidays. All four parks at Disney Springs have limited time treats. So you know,
tell us about those treats.
I'm gonna tell
Steve
you about
Dave.
some of these hit treats. The Magic Kingdom guests can enjoy. Y'all are killing me today. Sandy Claus.
Sandy Claus.
Is that from Nightmare?
Sandy. And they call him Sandy.
It's not just Sandy Claus. It's not like Bear Claus. I just couldn't get the rest of the words out.
Bear Claus is a good treat.
I'll take a good pastry. Bear Claw every day.
This is a Sandy Claus orange vanilla cake push pop. That's a lot of words.
Orange vanilla cake?
Push pop.
Push pop.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks interesting. Your son would yes. love it because it has a Jack Skellington on top of it, like a little picture kind of thing. And it's a push pop, push cake pop.
You will.
It's a tasty treat. Consists of orange vanilla cake, cranberry cherry mousse, white crispy pearls, cream cheese.
You'll enjoy. My son will enjoy the sugary treat.
Crispy.
I will enjoy the sugar coma that he slips into inevitably after eating.
Cheese, buttercream, holiday sprinkles. And because it was very popular at the Very Merry Party, they've actually just made it in multiple locations all day, every day. So you can get that. Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can get an Olaf cupcake made of chocolate marshmallow flavored cake. Good. And,
pretty straightforward right there.
It's available pretty much everywhere at Hollywood Studios. In Animal Kingdom, now, if you saw this, they mixed up the old Satouli Canteen from Avatar on Thanksgiving. And it looks like they're mixing it up again. And what was usually the blue mousse, blueberry mousse, it's like blue cheesecake, it is now the cinnamon, cinnamon cream cheese mousse, and it's red. It looks the same, but it's red, and I wasn't a huge fan of that when I had it when it was blue, so I think I'm just going to pass on that one. Flame Tree Barbecue and Pizza Safari also has a red glaze and topped with meringue. Oh, it's the same stuff. So it's available everywhere. So you can kind of get that food without going to Avatar World now. I'm just trying to see what else. Lots of stuff at the Festival of the Holidays going on at Epcot, so I'm going to keep going through them, but there's no real reason. Cookies, special things at Deluxe Burger, Peppermint Cookies and Cream Shake. That sounds good. And a lot of new offerings. So just go check it out. A lot of treats, though. So again, it's one of those things with a lot of specialty items that you don't necessarily expect if you're not going to something like the Christmas party that you can enjoy while you're there. There's even a Christmas tree trail. I don't know if you've ever seen the Christmas tree trail. That is over in the Marketplace section of Disney Springs. We've done that before.
I have not.
It's fun. A lot of stuff at Disney Springs. Like people don't give the Christmas at Disney Springs some love, but they have entertainment. One of our listeners to another one of the shows, and one of the performers at, let's say, another park at another time of year, on a most excellent performance that happened every year until this year, performs in a group that is, she's actually on the website. There's her picture. Joyful Entertainment. So you can hear Christmas songs, and they have the trail. I don't know what this is, but it's Stitch's Holiday Gift Hunt. Embark on a merry mission to locate all the items on Stitch's lost list and earn a fun surprise. It's going to be a sticker. You're going to get a sticker.
It's going to be a sticker.
Guaranteed sticker prize.
There. Yeah. And then you can swing by and meet Santa. Meet Santa.
The old Shanty Shanta.
That's a legend.
Who gives shivs for Christmas. Oh.
Please tell me that's a Christmas legend in the Grease family.
There's a restraining order.
Oh.
It says, once you...
That's part of it.
So you visit all these sites in all these different stores, which, trust me, you're going to have real fun. I mean, like, all right, kids, we're going to go into tons of restaurants, Christmas tree trail, Star Wars training post. I wonder if you're going to be walking out with some purchases. And then you can get your final prize at four different locations, and you get one prize. It doesn't say what the prize is, though. I'm sure I can find it, but I don't know.
And two, when you're going through the parks, you paid to be there, people. You might as well look at the cast members' pins. They might have a special Christmas one on there that you can trade them for.
You're just guessing that.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure they got them.
Are you a pin person?
No, I'm not a pin person.
You a pin pal?
I used to be a pin person when the 96 Olympics were here.
Right.
And
in Atlanta.
Well, yeah. What Georgia boy wasn't?
Yeah.
That's right.
And I was like, wait a second, this is a thing? But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that collect pins. And Christmas pins, I mean, they're not going to be there year-round. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
There are Christmas stores on eBay.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can buy them. There's some very Merry Christmas pins.
Who wants to buy them, though?
Maybe. No, I'm just saying that they exist, so I assume that some cast members have them.
Yes. No, I know they exist.
Dumbo with a Santa hat.
They do exist. They do exist.
All right.
Now, I mean, but if you need to snag some, I mean, Amazon, $7-$8.
I don't know if y'all did hear. That
you're
Stitch with a Jason Voorhees mask on.
I think that's official. I think it's licensed.
I know. It's scary looking.
Not really licensed.
He has a bloody machete.
Yeah, I don't think Disney's put that out. Oh, man.
Well, it's on Etsy, so I assume
they did announce
it's licensed.
A new park in Japan. Mm-hmm. So that's going to affect about none of our listeners.
Why? You don't think we have any
in Japan?
We have
a huge Japanese audience.
I will tell you exactly how many people listen in Japan while y'all talk for a second. And I'm going to guess it's lower than I would
still
like.
Still looking at this Jason Voorhees
stitch. That's scary looking.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You got a bloody machete.
Why is that there? Who?
Somebody on Etsy, so I assume it's licensed.
I just don't understand.
Disney went through and did a crackdown on a lot of those fairly recently. It was like, all right, guys. And I think they finally have kind of loosened up a little bit. And just said, whatever. Whatever, Etsy people. Do your thing.
I don't get the combos sometimes that people come up with. You know what I mean?
Jason Voorhees stitch.
I do feel like I get them served a lot on Facebook. It's like, do you like the Nashville Predators? Do you also like the Golden Girls? We've created a shirt.
Because we know what you tried to torrent. The 2016 Stanley Cup Finals and the Golden Girls complete box set. It's crazy. Logan tried to get
both
those.
Are you fans of Designing Women and The Undertaker? Guess
what? Have we got a shirt for you? Yeah.
Designing casket.
Oh, that's a good show. All right, let's see how many people of the last The Grease Quits the Show, which people were not happy with that title. Mainly one of you. You know who you are.
Logan's got a shirt with Dixie Carter with the old Undertaker as like the redneck.
Dixie Carter from TNA, not Dixie Carter.
No, I'm talking
Designing
about
Women.
Designing
There's
Women.
Both of them. That's the shirt.
Yo. Oh, wow. Complete double, wrestling
double
crossover.
Dixie Carter.
Dixie Carter.
Which is my finisher. Japan, we have six people that download in Japan. It's actually our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th most popular country after other regions.
Yeah.
Which 37 people listen
they
in other regions.
Other regions to parts unknown.
It's a big drop-off from United States and into everywhere else.
We're huge on the remote islands of Indonesia.
I don't think we're that small in there. Let's go back a couple weeks and see here. We're going to give you a little industry talk here. And then
that's
we're
the only thing
out.
I know to say for other.
Right.
Like, I just know that there's just a cluster
here,
of islands
Japan,
down there that nobody knows what's happening.
In Japan, in the last, like, year, we've had 2,700 downloads. So,
not nothing.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I mean, we only have one from Belize and one from Macedonia.
We're talking to you, Belize and Macedonia.
Yeah. El Salvador, we
directly
hear
directly to you right now.
Maldives.
If you're listening from those people, let's boost that by 100%. Invite your mom to listen to the show. We'd love it.
Be their mom.
I mean, we're...
Don't say it.
Don't
we're
say it.
We're huge with
moms. Just say it.
He said it.
All right. We should have done I Realize the World Showcase Breakdown. I guess we'll do that next week.
You can't do a World Showcase Breakdown without tea weaves.
Yeah, we'll do it next week. All right, well, I think that's pretty good. You guys feel happy about that?
I do.
Confident. I'm confident in
for
it.
You still listening on the Zoom? Yeah, maybe you have one listener on the Zoom. He'll respond.
Really?
Yeah. I once like said, like, if you're actually listening on the Zoom, tell me, because it tells me what technology you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, yeah.
I still here. Tweeted a picture.
Love that Zoom.
That's awesome.
He MySpaced Logan a picture of it.
Man, I bet he felt so cool at the end of
there
Guardians 2.
There's still one
too.
Guy
I heard you will.
On the Zoom.
I heard you
download
will.
Download last week's episode. So you're there, Zoom boy.
Zoom
we,
boy.
We see you, Zoom boy.
Does it sound affection?
Zoom boy.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. I hope you have a very happy Star Wars week coming up. And as we head into the end of the year, keep your eyes closed. That's the end of Scary Zone.
And your friends right. Closer.
All right, that'll do it for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.